Democratic delegate Joe Morrissey of Henrico says the work of the majority parties in both houses was selfish and against the best interests of the people of Virginia. He's praising the work done by Virginia college students from various schools around the state who use the same tools as legislators to build alternative maps to the official redistricting proposals.
They devoted thousands of hours, and they did the people's business. And after we applaud them, we completely ignore them, and we ignore their some 30 plans that they put together by not even speaking to them, not adopting one iota of their respective plans. The Constitution and our orders were to come up with compact, contiguous, competitive, ensure the community interests plans, make sure we comply with the Voting Rights Act. None of that was done. It's watch out for me. It made the districts less competitive. Elections aren't supposed to be easy. Competitiveness is good. It's a good thing. It raises the bar. It makes you better.
Republican delegate Chris Jones of Suffolk says the alternative plans developed by the governor's Independent Redistricting Commission and Virginia universities arrived late last week, and while he has not had time to thoroughly examine them, there were flaws. He shot down criticism about partisanship in the development of the proposed district maps.
And the overarching principle 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and 30 years ago, I believe, was to one person, one vote. Our Constitution calls for that and demands that. Then the next thing I think we're compelled to do is the Voting Rights Act, full compliance. So the House plan was arrived at after over 200 hours on my part trying to put a plan together. I sat down with members of my side of the aisle and your side of the aisle. Anyone that called me, that took the time to be interested enough to call, I sat down and spent hours with them. And the seats that were actually rolled away to other parts of the Commonwealth were done because of loss of population. There's an adage in golf, you have to play it where it lies. And when you have a population loss taking Newport News across to Petersburg, across to Lynchburg, and then up to the West Virginia line, and you have an effective loss of population of 3 seats. It's pretty obvious what you have to do.
The General Assembly could approve state legislative maps as early as Wednesday, before moving on to considering amendments and vetoes by the governor of all bills passed this year. Once that is done, the legislature must redraw districts for the state's U.S. congressional delegation. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.